Okay, today is January 6, 2025. We're here at the cemetery board meeting for January. The time is 7:05. Let's do a roll call.
Chance Carson.
Vern Carson.
Brad Gurney.
Holly Panic. And staff president is Stephanie Shelley. We have no one here to give a 2-minute comment, so let's go into number one, approve the November 4th, 2025 meeting minutes. Did you guys get that?
I read them, and there was one thing, I don't know, down on the second page of it.
Okay.
Like item 4 or 5, and I can't remember what it is, but it was something that was open, that we'd left open, and it was some discussion of leaving it open. I don't know.
The mowing schedule that we
have? That's it. Mowing schedule.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, and I probably should have clarified that a little more. We left that open because we had just changed all the ordinances, and we thought we'd come back to that with the rules and standards and attack it then, because there were so many things that were duplicated.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
That does. And that was it. That was it. Yeah.
Okay.
That was it. Mowing schedule.
Okay.
That we moved to the next meeting, which is this meeting, or the next, whenever.
Yeah.
So, yep. That was one of, other than that, I approved the minute. Moved it to a minute. For that month are approved.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Number two, review the open items. So we, when we left our last meeting, we had given the mayor our list of town service members that we had compiled of everyone that had not received compensation that had been on a board or town council and done service. And she was going to review that. And upon checking with her on that, I checked with her, I texted her on Monday, December 29th, asked if she had talked to anybody on it. She got back to me on Saturday, and she said, I haven't discussed the cemetery with anyone, but I need to check into selling at discounted rate thing. It really concerns me. I'm not sure where the line is there and who chooses who gets the discount. It could possibly raise some issues, discrimination, or inappropriate disbursements of public funds. We live in a great little town with a lot of people who do service that have never been on a committee or a board. What amount of money are we talking about if every person buys one? You know what I mean? Is it worth the risk? Ronnie, Kip, Ben, Carla, Jim Baker all do a lot of volunteer work but have not been on any boards. Just some thoughts. What do you think? My inclination is to give every household two, or if someone has lived in Fairfield for 20 years, they get one or something like that. And I was in the middle of a family function. I couldn't get into it with her and talk to her about it. So I said, that's not what we discussed as a board. I will pass on your thoughts at the meeting Tuesday. Thanks for getting back to me. And she says, what do you mean what's not discussed as a board? Do you have a list of everyone that's getting a discount? And I said, that's the list we provided you at the last meeting. She's okay, I don't have it. I'm sorry. I will see if I can get it. I just wonder if legally we can do that without getting into trouble with someone. And I said, you may have handed it off to Cody if I remember correctly. And she came back and said, Cody was going to look if she had it. And I got home, ended up screenshotting it and sending her a picture. And she said, our fee schedule says a regular vault is $350 a resident. Does that still sound correct to you? And what, and do you want volunteers to get one or two? And I said, the fee schedule is correct and a plot for the volunteer and spouse. She says, thanks. What's the proposed discount? And I couldn't remember if we said 50 bucks or if we said 75 bucks. So I said, we haven't set the amount, but I want it to be a good discount, next to nothing if possible. She says, then are you offering a discount to other residents for a few months or something? And I explained to her, the first to be able to pick the graves would be the list for a limited time at a discounted rate. Then it opens up to current residents only at regular rate for a limited time. After that window to one-time residents as well, but at the specified rate. After that, it's just buy as you would in any other cemetery. And that was the last I heard until we got the letter from the lawyer today.
And it was $50.
Okay. I could not remember.
I didn't want to say that for sure until but I'm pretty sure.
The price was $50.
Okay, so here's where I'm at on this. That 15 years ago, the town council voted in a public meeting that they would give everybody who served on a board, no one else, just those who served on a board, the opportunity to buy grave sites for $50. That was a legal set by the town council, and it's never been repealed or changed since that period of time. If the town council today chooses they want to expand that to other people, that would be their prerogative.
Exactly.
That's not anything to do with
that
us.
That has nothing to do with us. All okay. we did is provide a list of people that we knew had worked for free.
All we're doing is trying to catch up from the 15-year-old, what I'm looking for.
Well, RL actually remembered when you did pass that. I asked him tonight,
yeah.
and he said, yeah, we did.
That's right, we did.
And Lynn Gillis is the
that's
one
right.
that bought the grape.
That's right. I knew that. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if he actually bought it or how that worked until I knew for sure. But that's kind of like tried to put in there. I wasn't positive, but I'm pretty sure that he did. Yeah, it was a public meeting, and it was voted on, and it was set at $50 for this group of people. We should just follow that. If the council wants to add to that,
that's their discretion. It's
that's
their,
up to their discretion. What do we want to do? That's what I
interpreted.
That's what I tried to send back to the lawyer. It was a public meeting. It's really legally, it's a law now because it was voted on in a public meeting. It's town law. But those people should get that money. We'd be in a bigger crisis if we don't give it to them because we promised it to them.
Yeah. And I just think, I think that it just wasn't explained. Like, my thought today when we got the letter from the lawyer is I was going to come here and say, you know what? Let's freaking call the lawyer. Let's get him on the phone because he needs to understand the whole story. There's too many holes in it. You know, I didn't give the appropriate amount of information to Holly, so she didn't relate to him appropriately. It was just a bad telephone game.
Yeah, and that's like when I tried to clarify as best I could with a little bit of time that I had. And we still might want to just call the lawyer sometime and get him on the phone, but he has my number, RL's number, or anybody else's number that was...
Yeah, RL says I'm happy to talk to him.
That was on that.
Hi, David. Hi, Jerry.
Towards the tail end of his letter, if I remember right, it says that if we did in fact give this at a discount rate, it would begin on January 1 of this year. Couldn't be retroactive.
Well, because I don't think he understands
that
it was already adopted 15 years ago.
Okay.
I think he was under the impression that we as a board decided that that's what we were going to do.
I agree with you. I think that's what,
that's what it looks like.
That we decided that as a group this past couple of years, and that's what we were going
to
do.
And we didn't have the right to do that.
That's right. And we don't have the right to do that.
We don't. And we know that.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But it does go back to town law that they did vote on it and promise those things to those people. And so what I would like to know is if the liability isn't higher, if we don't do that, then it would be just to go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, if he comes back to us and I would love to have him come and talk to us all.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
I don't know.
And sometimes it's hard when you're talking to lawyers because if you don't give them background information or other information, they're just going to go on what...
Exactly. You know, exactly, and that's exactly what happened. Like I say, it was a bad telephone game. So that's where we're at with that. But I would really like to get that cleared up because if they're gonna change it, we need to know. I just want to get people to be able to purchase these grapes because we're past this.
Past what we should be at. Yeah.
We're past this.
So I think there's a bigger liability if we don't than there is if. But that's not my decision.
Well. We'll just wait for his response and go from there. I mean, that's all we can do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Do you guys remember the map that the mayor put up here on the table and wanted us to approve that night? I don't know if she didn't say anything about that, if it had been redrawn or anything like that. So I guess we're going to be on hold with that. Is that the redone one?
No, because we didn't know what you guys were doing.
Well, remember we asked to have all of the grades actually taken out? Because if this is going to have to be recorded with the county or recorded somewhere, this is going to change. We want it to be an actual parcel map, not a plot map.
So you guys want the individual grades taken off? Or do you want the S1, W11, those things taken off?
No, so go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm late.
So what we're just looking for is not any of the grades, just a, like she said, just a plot map of what that.
Just the property parcel.
The property description of what it is.
Property description?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because usually when you record these, can't So that all the lots are on there. That all the graves are already on when they get recorded. That's what Kent had told me.
Who told you that?
Kent.
Okay, we need to...
So that's what he had that's what he had told me about.
Yeah, if that's the case, then just turn them all to gray.
Yeah, don't want them singled out that they're filled.
Okay, so if they don't need to be lotted out for each grave, you want just the parcel. But if they do need to be, you just want the dark taken off.
Yes.
Okay.
Gray. Yeah, so it just shows gray.
Yeah, we just don't want to show them as occupied and non-occupied.
Okay.
And over there, and didn't we want to define these some other way because we want this as a phase two or something? Didn't we talk about phase one?
Well,
these would be phase two because they're not available now.
Yes, and we did, and we decided not to get into it because there was so much other crap that we were blindsided with that we just didn't have time to actually look at this. So let's tell her what we need.
And I don't know that we could.
Once it's recorded, you get the whole thing, then we don't have to go back like 5 or 20 years down the road record the opening.
Why do we need to record this at the county at all?
State law.
It's under state law that there has to be
There's no explanation. It's just a state law.
Okay, I'm on point with that. Then if that's the case, then let's just record it with the grays and take out all the black.
Okay. I'll go ahead and turn.
So it won't matter whether it's phase one or phase two for the county records. It's just, we'll make that decision before the...
And then once that's all taken off, we need us to sign off on that.
I just sign off on this if you guys either want to just email the proof of that way, or do you want to come physically look at it?
Well, if you
email it to you, have it.
If it gets done what we just described, then we're good with it, right?
Right.
If in fact it all comes back gray,
send it to us. Just have it email it to us. We'll check it. If anybody sees a problem with it, just let me know.
Okay.
All right, easy, done. Okay, number three on our agenda. I put that I just wanted to see what our schedule or our future board meeting agenda items are. We know that we need to go through the rules and standards. We know that the mowing draft that we have duplicates a lot of the stuff that we changed in the ordinance. So we need to get the rules and standards straightened around and the mowing schedule. And as far as the mowing schedule, I'd like to do that at the same time as we're doing the rules and the standards. So do you feel like that's an agenda item for our next meeting? Is it something we want to put off for a couple months? I'm open. I just
want to get it done as soon as we can.
I agree.
Okay,
next meeting.
So how much more on the rules of standard we got to do?
So
aren't we pretty much complete on those?
Well, they are pretty much complete, but because we changed the ordinance, we just need to go back and tighten up the rules and standards so we don't have all this duplicate stuff because they're different.
I think there was just one or two things. Yeah, it wasn't very big. It was just one or two things that we added and changed on the rules and standards that we needed to reword a little bit.
Like on this mowing thing, you know, that Natalie did from Clinton, I mean, it talks about the decorations and how they should be placed and when we're going to take them off. We have all of that stuff in our ordinance. We changed all of that when we were sitting here all talking about it with the lawyer. So I just want to clean it up.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so the mowing schedule that she put together was not just, this was the mowing schedule plus.
Yes, this is what she handed us.
Okay.
And we tabled it because we've done
so I think the
so
mowing
pages.
Schedule just needs to be a date and time of when we're going to mow. And then this needs to be our...
Part of the standards. Yeah, do you guys agree with that? Because I don't want to throw out too many things for people to get confused. So for a mowing schedule, I literally would just rather have it be a calendar that's maintained by the town. And everybody can get on there and they can sign up. And if you're signing up for a week to mow... And you change your mind and you don't want to do it, you better find somebody to cover you. Like, really, if you're going to volunteer, do it.
And it needs to be mowed every week?
Well, that's what we got to
decide.
I
don't think it's all good.
I don't think it's every week.
No. But one thing we may want to talk about or think about for the mowing schedule might be policy or procedure for how the cemetery's mowed as far as, I don't know, how to go around the graves or... or pulling the lawnmower out or checking for oil or whatever it has to be. Whoever's mowing it ought to at least do a visual check to see if the mower's in good condition or something. I mean, just some things that so we
yeah,
don't
do
get
we have
run
gas?
Over
do
or
we
that,
have...
exactly, that we don't mow over something that shouldn't be mowed. And
I mean, there's some stuff on here, you know, like we're going to move these flowers, we're going to do this, whatever. But yeah, I'm with you. I want a procedure. You're going to pull the mower out. You're going to make sure that you have, if we don't have enough gas, you're going to notify somebody and we're going to get the gas.
Right. So just a mowing procedure, if whoever's going to do that can read that and say, okay, this is how I do that, or what I can check for, if that makes sense.
What's the liability of having a volunteer going, an untrained volunteer going up on a mower where they haven't been known how to operate and they hurt themselves?
I don't know. That's something we got to talk about.
Good. But I'd send that to the lawyer, to Holly, and ask her.
Concern is the welfare of the mower.
Right. That's
some
a pretty
untrained,
expensive
you know,
mower.
We're into that mower $5,000.
Yeah.
But, you know,
one headstone going on top of
them
rock.
One rock.
One rock corner around the headstone and take the headstone out and the mower out at the same time.
Them rocks are terrible. Some of them rocks
yeah.
are almost invisible and loaded, you know.
Yes.
So
I agree.
There's several concerns.
That's the one thing that worries me is, yeah, what is the liability to the town? And also, you know what? Our landscape company that was hired did a pretty dang good job getting it looking sharp for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that something that once a year we're going to have a landscape company come in and get it all up to par and then we're just going to maintain it? Like, all that stuff needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
So I say we hit the...
Like, I do think it's important if we can have volunteers. I think it helps the people in the community if they can volunteer to go do something.
I agree.
Rather than just hire it out.
I agree.
They're going to have access to get to the mall.
Yeah, that would give everybody in town and the key to that.
Key to the ship.
That thing.
Code.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. So I say next meeting we everybody read through the new ordinance to make sure what's familiarize yourself with it so that we can talk about the standards and rules and what we got to change. And let's talk about this mowing thing. And do you want me to ask Holly to ask the lawyer? Do we want to have the lawyer call us? Do we want to put something together and then send it to the lawyer?
That I think.
I think the lawyer needs to look at everything.
Yeah, for sure.
But
it would be nice, though, before the next meeting, if we could at least get something on your question answered.
The liability?
Mm-hmm. It might be as simple as a waiver. Everybody who volunteers has to sign a waiver.
Hold harmless agreement.
Yeah, something that way.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good point.
I'll ask Holly to check with him on that.
How volunteers will work with that.
And
okay.
There's one other thought, and that is that maybe we ought to at least consider getting another mower because the town uses that mower around town a lot. So I don't know if we need, or it's, I guess it's a town's mower because they bought it, but it was.
Cemetery, but it doesn't matter if it breaks, the town's going to have to fix it anyway.
Okay.
It comes out of town budget.
Not a problem. Problem solved. Not a problem.
Okay. Okay, I will do that then. I will ask Holly to talk to the lawyer about waivers and stuff. But in the meantime, everybody look at the ordinance. So we all know exactly what it says, because we put some specifics in there that we don't have to repeat on our rules and standards. Okay. And then as far as the fence, nobody in here is really hot on getting the fence done.
It's a lot of money. That's a lot.
What
of money.
Did it come out of?
Oh, yeah.
It was like $100,000.
It was $100,000, but...
Plus.
Yeah, plus.
And I mean, I'll bet you that's probably the cheapest bid we're going to get.
Possibly.
You know? But
like
I would just assume.
$83 a foot.
To me, that's not the most important thing. The most important thing for me is we got headstones that need to be fixed. You know?
And as soon as the weather breaks, we'll get on them.
Yeah. So that brings me to the next item. What do we want to schedule for the future site work meetings? Do you want me to call Amy and say, tell me when you can come and help us put together and take apart headstones and give me those dates, and then we work around that? And then the rest of the time, we just do what we're doing, and we just go down the rows and just start leveling up. And is it something that we, I just kind of feel like the more people we have up there, the harder it is to control the situation. Is it something where we, I mean, Mason and Natalie are always great to come and help, you know? Do we put the word out, anybody in town wants to come and help us, or is it something that we just go, hey, we know who the people are that...
Two thoughts on that. One thought is, we know everybody in town, those who are probably willing to help, look like aren't willing to help, that if we wanted to, you just make a phone call and make people willing to come up and help do that. So that's the first thought, and just call people up and help. The second thought is there's still that community deal where if we put something out saying, you know, we could use some volunteers, and then we just do it. This is your day. Not everybody show up the same day, but this is your day to come help volunteer.
I mean, we can't hurt cats.
Yeah. And thus far, we've been doing it with one machine.
Yes.
And I assume that's the path forward as well. So, you know, like you say, cats, there's a whole bunch of cats, and only three or four of us do the, you know, like Mason Chance and Brad's on the crowbars, and I'm in the machine. I got the best job. I'm in the machine. I don't have to do anything. But anyway, but yeah.
But the more you've done it, the easier and quicker it is.
That's
to
right.
Do
it's
it,
true.
Whether you're trying to train somebody else to.
But as far as the lady coming out here, I want her to come and get them ones we've poured, and then slabs that are broke, and see how she's going to fix them.
Those are our worst ones.
I want to see how that works.
So I do that.
So that might be the first stop, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay.
Because it's going to surprise me how she can put them thin leaves together, and that top piece pretty heavy, and I'm interested in seeing how that's going to work.
Okay.
So that, in my opinion, would be kind of the first stop, our first meeting.
Okay, so I'll reach out to her and see when we can get her. I mean, it might not be until April.
Might not get good weather. Well,
what the swing is, you know, on temperatures for stuff.
We might be in winter finally in April, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
You might be exactly right. It'll be May and April. We have snow on the ground and freezing cold weather.
It's true. So those were my main agenda items. I just kind of want to plan the year out. I mean, I don't necessarily think that we need to sit around this table every single month. Once we get this situation with the list, I mean, I kind of feel like the ball's not in our court right now. You know, we just got to kind of wait and see what the lawyer says and what he comes back with. But once we get that answer, I just want to go, Cody, make us a flyer. Let's get it out there. However it is, we got to get it out there, so people can start purchasing, because we just...
Well, I still think we ought to have a town meeting on
an
the
open
policy.
House.
The open house. House.
Yeah. Yeah, the open house.
I think that's...
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
So I think...
But as far as everything after, you know, we sit here and we go through the stuff next meeting, I mean, at that point, I feel like our meetings in here are going to be more minimal, and we're going to be mostly out there.
Right.
You guys think the same?
At least during the summer months when the weather's compatible.
Spend most of our time at the cemetery doing the field work.
Once people can sign up for graves, this meeting kind of almost
goes away.
Maybe once a year.
Yeah, just...
Because it should just be pretty automatic unless something comes up.
Yeah, I agree. Is there anything else that you guys...
Okay, let's back up to the fence then. What's our final disposition of the fence? Do we want it or not? As far as this board, do you want to pursue the fence, yes or no?
I think somewhere down the line, but not right now.
I don't foresee it in this year.
Okay.
Yeah,
In 2026, I don't see it.
Okay.
Where did we end up with the landscaping down the drive?
The landscaping down the driveway, he was going to put together a plan and reach back out in the spring.
Okay.
So, and he was going to, you know, contact Natalie, and Natalie's going to let us know. Again, Darwin is donating all of the water And he's working with a guy. I think our main guy that we were working with, if I remember right, he quit. So the guy that came out here, he's kind of a newbie on the project. Okay. And so he was just kind of getting his feet wet.
Gotcha.
Okay, so to clarify, Darwin is donating the infrastructure for the water. He's not donating the water.
Yes.
Right, just the hoses.
Yes,
he's
just
doing
the hoses.
All right. Okay.
He is going to do that. Okay. Also, all of that gravel that we got was stuff that was down at the solar.
That's poor, poor stuff.
That's what I need to know.
It's muddy. I mean, it's mud.
RL has made arrangements to have gravel brought in on that and to have the landfill, Brian at the landfill, come and grade it to see if that helps.
Okay. Yeah, because it's road-based.
You see it,
it's
though.
A lot of dirt.
Yeah.
A lot of dirt. There's more dirt.
So it's all scraped up.
Now that it's muddy, they sink into it, is right.
Okay, so he is going to have more gravel brought in, and Brian's going to come and grade it.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else?
Two things maybe. One is we may want to see about getting a hold of the landowners that are around the cemetery and see if we can't straighten it up a little bit before we want to put a fence in.
Make it a perfect rectangle
it kind of goes this way and this way on the two sides. So if we could just pull it a little bit, it would kind of at least make it more pleasing when the fence is in.
Okay, so here's my question. Do we need to wait on this map then?
Well, they can update the map.
Yeah, I think you can send it a new map.
Yeah, we'll just redo it when we get that done. So I don't worry about the map. But that might be one thing we can put on our agenda for this year, to get a hold of them and just see where they are at with that thought.
Okay,
at one point he wasn't interested in donating any more ground, but we could offer him a trade, maybe.
Now
we
might have to give up some. He's no longer in the picture.
He's done, right?
Sure, he's done. Yeah.
Quinn.
Because when I talked to him last, he was pretty well done then. That was 2 years ago. So it's, I don't know if he's still alive or not. He might be, but that would go to his children from there. I don't remember what their names are off the top of my head.
Quinn's one. There used to be.
What's
Quinn.
Their last name?
Is it Colford?
Yep. Creel Colford, yep. But now it's Quinn Colford. Okay, so to get it to rectangle, we'd need to do that. And here's the shed. So this goes out like this now, our property, right?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
This would be a rectangle. So then this comes out here and then comes back like this.
Right.
So I'm wondering if we could maybe trade. And
that's what I was thinking.
We haven't got nobody in that corner. In this corner where the urns go, so we might trade and come, just trade rather than try to buy.
Does he go that both sides?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he's here and here, and then this on this angle here to get this squared up, depending on how we trade it. This is the new donation place, but it also goes the angle, and so Darwin would have to kind of get a square up to square up somehow.
Yeah.
That would be the only change, because this is straight and this is straight. These two sides are straight.
Well, who wouldn't want straight property lines, huh?
Yep. Anyway, so might work out a trade with.
And they might be open to that. And when I talked to him, he was open to it at the time, but he wasn't in a place where he could really make those decisions.
Who wants to talk to him?
So if I can find the number, I don't know if I'm calling him, if I can find the number again. I just got to remember to do that. So.
Okay, I'll put your name on it.
Quinn Colfer. What's your phone?
David, do you have any concerns?
He's a lawyer. Quinn Colfer, the lawyer.
So we went over that last time with the lawyer. And it has gone to the town council, and the town council adopted that ordinance, right?
I don't know. I don't know either.
Stephanie, did they?
In November, if I remember right, so they didn't have it in December.
It seems like they did.
Shortly right after we went through that with the lawyer here in our last meeting. So all of this is changed. Some of it's changed.
Some of it changed, not all of it changed.
So all of this right here is this document's outdated.
Unless that's, unless it's draft, there should be a new one.
Do you have any information or other things on this email that you got? I think you guys covered all that anyways before we got here.
Is this the email we got today from the lawyer? Yeah.
Did you see my response?
No.
Okay, I responded to that.
Go ahead and look at.
No.
Yeah.
So,
just his office number, though.
Okay, give it to Brad.
Yeah, if you want to back and look at that. Yeah, I responded to it.
Is it in Orem? I think he was in Orem.
It says American Fork.
Okay. Probably is okay.
There's his
office
number. Quinn Cofer. Is his office number.
Oh, yeah, but he won't still be there. What is that? Still the same?
No, he's not here now.
Creel's the old man.
Oh, okay.
Quinn is the
son.
Quinn
is the son. Quinn. Okay, what's the number?
801-492-9500.
That 05. It was already voted on in the previous town
okay,
council
so give me names.
About
that's
15
who?
Years
Quinn.
Ago.
Quinn.
Quinn.
And
so,
he gave that information.
Q-U-I-N.
Holly and I.
K-O-F-F-O-R-D.
It was a bad telephone game. I didn't give her all the information.
And what was his name?
I pulled in front of my paperwork.
Creel.
So she couldn't give the lawyer.
C-R-E-L. I don't know what the L is.
All of the proper information. So he just went out of what he was told.
It's probably still on the deed. I probably looked up the deed.
So that's where he got his response from. So Brad responded back. And now we'll just wait for the lawyer to respond. And let us know what to do. Is there anything else? No?
Well, then the sexton's supposed to be help maintain the cemetery, so we need to know exactly who's coming up when to mow and whatever.
Yeah, that will all be part of that meeting.
So next month, we are going to decide all of that at our next meeting. So any questions, write them down. Email that to us if you want to before.
I think Natalie was going to develop the schedule, right? As far as writing it down in times and as far as...
Yeah.
So we'll have to need that.
Yeah, so and like I said, that just needs to be a Google document that is kept by the town, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The town and either the sexton or somebody be put in charge of it.
Yeah, but I think the record should actually
stay
at the town, be a town document. You know, just so it's in a central location that can be easily accessible. So whatever questions you have or things we want to cover, write them down. And that's what we're going to decide at the next meeting, okay? Okay. Chance, did you have anything?
Nope.
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Okay.
For this year still.
Okay.
I would like to do something like this for the well. And then I would like this would be.
Oh, that's cool.
And then this right here, the signage, would be like a veterans memorial.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So can we go back to when you had gotten the prices when we were going to do the rules and standards on that and just instead of doing standards and rules on that, use that budget for...
Well, I think we got money in the budget as far as I
know.
We
had
pretty
good
for that. And so the question we might want to talk about if we want to do this... I mean, this is just an AI-generated picture, obviously. We want to make this memorial look like the other sign that's out there, so they kind of cohesion together, or do you want to do it kind of more old westerny? Do we want, you know, those are just, I'd like to do something with that well to kind of make it a little nicer, a little thing. I believe, and if somebody has any other data on this, let me know, But I believe William C. Thomas drilled that well somewhere between 1900 and 1920.
I can't answer that.
He was a well driller out here. So I'm guessing he's the one that probably drilled it. He drilled the big well out here in by Eagle Mountain that everybody stops and takes pictures of. He did that one. And there's another one down south somewhere, but I don't know where that one's at. And he did five or six, but he didn't say where he drilled them at. He did five or six wells within the town of Fairfield. Mm. So.
I think we should kind of keep it the same as our other sign.
That's kind of what I was thinking, make it a little more cohesive on that thing.
Looks cohesive.
So if you put it like the other sign, should it be put by the other sign? You don't like...
Well, remember we talked about moving that sign?
Moving that sign over to the fence, kind of. But, you know, you're taking grave sites.
Well, it shouldn't be. I mean, some of that around the grave, like, I might have to go back and look. There may not be enough room to put it there anyway. But we can still do something around the well and then put the memorial somewhere else. And then I would like to also add to that... maybe a couple of interpretive signs. So maybe give a little history on the well. Maybe talk a little about the cemetery a little bit. So there's some interpretive stuff there on that side of it.
Will that kind of go with our historic stuff at the park?
Historical stuff at the park.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
So that's what the
things
for that.
What's that?
We're not doing a fence.
No.
I would prefer this over a fence, but
so would I.
I think that would just raise the value of the cemetery up a little bit more if we could kind of put the well as a little more centerpiece and then do a little, and eventually you might want to go with something major on Veteran Memorial like a lot of other cemeteries do, but maybe we just start with something simple. Or maybe we do something bigger now, I don't know.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, if nobody has anything else, then let's just plan on our next meeting to just knock out our standards and what we need as far as mowing. And I will have Holly talk to the lawyer.
Okay.
Okay.
That being the case, I move that we adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting is adjourned at 7:40 p.m. Stephanie, go home now.